Okay, it's just a quick interview. What's your name, please?
Johan Ruijzing.
And where are you from?
I'm from Holland.
And what do you do?
I'm a full-time professional coach, trainer coach, and I train the Dutch selection, some Belgian guys, and some individual guys.
And you've got some people here with you today at this event?
Yes, I have five people from Belgium, and we tried to shock the English, but we didn't. We finished ninth at our best. We tried to get some international experience here, so that we can perform better on European Championships, Euro Tours, big matches like that, big tournaments. So that's why we're here.
In fact, you brought along the youngest player in the tournament.
Yeah, probably. 14 years old, Stefan Lamens, and from Belgium, a junior, and he plays for 1 year pool. After he played for about 3 years of snooker, and he's a big prospect for the game, and he needs a lot of experience in the big matches. So we took him along with us, and actually he finished the best of our team. Nice.
Well, that's incredible, finishing ninth on a UK Pro Tour event. Has it been good experience for them all?
It has, yeah. It has been good experience. Although we would have liked to play better, but you have to adapt to the circumstances, the tables, the opponents. Although it's a game that you play on your own, and when you're on the table, it's got nothing to do with your opponent. It still brings along some tension, and we got to cope with that, because in the big tournaments, this happens all the time.
And did you see any players here that you particularly like the look of, talent-wise?
Yeah, there's some young guys from England that I was very charmed with. They played a good pool, fast, furious, not afraid to shoot. And I think it's becoming more and more of a youth game. There's more and more juveniles entering the game and playing, getting good results. Our own world champion, 9-ball and 8-ball, is only 17 years old. In snooker, you have Michael White. Ding is reigning in the snooker world nowadays. So more and more juveniles are coming to the game and have good results.
And where are you going next with your young team?
The next stop for us is the Euro Tour in Austria. And after that, we've planned to play another Pro Tour. I think probably in London, in Victoria, and then we'll go to the Ardennen Cup in Luxembourg. So we have a big of a full program internationally, and we try to not only play the very highest level, because then you lose a lot. We try to enter matches or tournaments that we can have some results in. So that's better for the mentality. Otherwise, you start thinking that you can only lose.
You're looking forward to the World Pool Championships this year. You run a training camp for the Dutch players and invite other players too. It's later this year. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to have... Dutch players are the highest level in Europe, together with some Germans, some English players. And it's always nice to work with the absolute top players. And I definitely look forward to the training camp that we have. We did it... four times already, and at four times was big success and very nice to do.
Tell us all the inside secrets about that Dutch training camp. They do so well every year. What goes on behind those closed walls?
Well, actually, we just try to train very sharply, and since we have three or four very good players, they sharpen each other, and we play for 11 or 12 hours a day. Exercises, not just playing, but exercises. We try to work on our break, because nowadays in this game the break is the very most important shot of the match. And we had some good results with the trainings on the break in the Euro Tours and the European Championships. We've shown that we have a good break when the balls are tapped, and when the balls are not tapped, we need the power break like everyone else. But with tap balls, you can outsmart the other guy in breaking, because the balls are always the same. So if you develop a break that you can always have the wing ball in and control over the white and the one ball, then you can start running out, and that's what these guys on top level need to do. They need to run out time and time again.
And is it true that you try to emulate the conditions at the World Pool Championships as closely as possible?
Yep, we try to, but that's not always very easy, because we don't always know the exact circumstance that we play in. But since I've been there now for a couple of times, especially in Asia, now we know that it's very humid, it's crowded, there's a lot of audience cameras, and we try to simulate that in our training sessions. Yes, we do.
Okay, thanks very much. Have you enjoyed your stay in the UK?
Yeah, very much so. I like the country, I like people, very nice, very sportsmanship-like, and more, I think, than the rest of Europe, probably because of the snooker background. If you could play good ball here, then people tap the table. If they got lucky, they excuse themselves, and that's very nice. It's very sportsmanship-like.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.